when we face challenges in our life, we look to the Bible. And there's one passage that sometimes has often caused a little bit of concern because on the outside it seems like it doesn't make much sense. It's found in James chapter 1 and verse 2. And in that passage it says, "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials." And on the outside, that seems like that doesn't make much sense, because why would having a trial, going through a challenge or a difficulty, be a joyful experience? And that's where we run across some interesting contrast between what is happiness and what is joy. And there's a difference between those two things, and that's why God inspired the word joy to be used instead of happiness. Now, certainly the two can intersect in many different circumstances, but God pointed to the fact that joy is one of those things that can get us through challenges. I mean, think about the differences between these things. Where is happiness based? Normally, happiness is based on our circumstances. Circumstances determine whether we're going to be happy or not. And yet joy points us in a totally different direction. Joy points to the fact that we need God. And because of God and because of His promises, because of His blessings, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what events are going on in our life, we can have a deep confidence, an assurance, and a joy that otherwise would not be possible. And that kind of brings us to another aspect between these two concepts. You see, happiness can often be fleeting because it's dependent on what's happening around us. But joy is definitely not that way. So we find that happiness is oftentimes temporary. Let's put an extra A and R in here, right? Temporary. Yet, what is joy? Boy, when we read the Bible, since it's not based on our circumstance and our events, it's based on God. What is God? God's eternal. So what we find is joy is lasting. It continues to last beyond whatever the circumstances are around us. And so whether the circumstances are painful or difficulty, joy continues. And in fact, it continues to grow, even though our circumstances may be difficult. And so oftentimes, especially at this time of the year, all these people running around wearing green and all that sort of thing, it reminds me that happiness can be associated with, well, lucky circumstances. And yet, just the opposite is true with joy, because joy carries on true meaning, because it points to where our hope lies. And in fact, that's one of the interesting things that you'll find in 2 Peter, I think gives us an interesting perspective on our circumstances and whether we're focused on just happiness or whether we can have a deep-seated joy. So when you look to 2 Peter, right at the very beginning of that chapter, in verse 4, it says some remarkable things here. It tells us that because of God, because of His divine power, it says He's given to us all things. And it says all things that pertain to life and to godliness. And then in verse 4, it says, "We've been given exceedingly great and precious promises." And so that points us to how we're able to find joy, even among difficult circumstances, because those are things that don't change. Those are things that are constant. And so no matter the circumstances, we can count it all joy when we fall into difficulties and challenges, because our joy is based on God. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.